As I sit here today, my heart is heavy with the turmoil I see unfolding in the world around me. The cost of living is reaching staggering heights, yet our wages remain stagnant. It's a difficult time, and in these moments, my thoughts often turn to my faith and the teachings of the Bible. The sense of urgency I feel is palpable. I believe that the second coming of the Lord is approaching, and my soul aches at the thought of so many who have yet to seek repentance. Despite my eagerness to guide as many as I can to salvation, a part of me fears it might be too late. Scriptures speak of the end times, of people turning away from faith, believing that the hardships of the world will simply pass. But I cannot share this complacency. My heart is troubled at the thought of the rapture, the possibility of seeing loved ones left behind to face unimaginable evils, their pride leading them further away from the path of righteousness. Yet, in my moments of prayer and reflection, I find a different kind of solace. My dreams and visions fill me with an indescribable joy, a certainty that the end of our earthly lives marks the beginning of eternal happiness. There's a friend of mine, Pam, who holds a special place in my heart. I've known her since she was a baby. She's one of the most joyous people I know, yet I sense she masks her true feelings behind a facade of busyness and a relentless dedication to others. Her faith and belief in a higher power shine through her, lighting up the lives of those around her. Pam, in her unique way, is a beacon of hope. Some may find her eccentric, but if they only took the time to truly listen to her, they might see the light she brings into this world. I believe that if more people could see the world through Pam's eyes or mine, they would understand our vision. I see hope in everyone, and it pains me to see anyone suffer. I often ponder how my life might have been different had I made other choices when I was younger. But then I realize that even a different path would have led to the same ultimate truth. What lies beyond this life? What new beginnings await us? The answer, to me, seems simple. Believing in Jesus with all our heart, letting Him guide us, listening to His words, this is the key to living in a paradise every day. Recently, I found myself on a path that I believe the Lord has set for me. Yet, as I walk this path, I'm struck by how many have not heard His word, how many are lost. I cannot imagine a life without this knowledge, without this faith. Today, I made a difficult choice not to attend church. My spirit is troubled by the actions and attitudes I've observed there. While the church is a place of worship, it also seems to be a place where some lose sight of the true essence of God's word. It raises a troubling question: are these the same people who might not find their way to heaven? In my heart, I fear that many will only realize the truth when it's too late, when evil has consumed them, and they face an eternity of despair. However, I refuse to turn my back on anyone. It might be late for some, but there's always hope for those who sincerely invite the Lord into their hearts. To truly embrace faith, one must believe wholeheartedly, surrendering all doubts and trusting in His guidance. He is the path to paradise, the light in the darkness of our world. As I reflect on these thoughts, I am reminded that faith is not just about waiting for the end, but about living each day with love, compassion, and an unwavering belief in the goodness that awaits us beyond this life.